as we begin to build our business and your skill level grows, that if you're having a lot of cancellations, the weakness is what? Coaching. See, when a person says, I'm not moving ahead in my business, I will usually ask them a couple of things. One is, how many things are on your date book? And if there's not enough things on your date book, then we're going to say, what's the cause of that? So you have to ask what the cause is. So if you don't have enough things on your date book, what's your problem? Okay, you don't have any classes to get bookings. Okay, so what's your problem now? You're not asking people. That's correct. Thank you, Trish. This is not hard. Okay, that's right. We're not asking people. And so, if you say, people aren't showing up at my parties, the problem is coaching. Let's all say coaching. If people are not prepared to buy at your classes, the problem is coaching. If you're not getting bookings at your class, the problem is coaching. Coaching is the number one most important thing you do if you're going to book a class. Mary Kay said a class worth booking is worth coaching. And if you do not coach, you end up with a multitude of problems. Now, we're going to cover this part very quickly today. If you will please look at the handout entitled, A Class Worth Booking is Worth Coaching. Now, there is a list here of 12 things that we suggest that you do to coach your hostess. Now, I'm just going to go over these very, very quickly with you, and then we're going to see if any directors want to add anything to the coaching. These will be coaching tips from the directors. So directors, listen through this, and if there's anything that you would like to add to what I'm about to read, then you just please come quickly to the stage. Number one, when I booked my hostess for her class, did I make sure it was a firm business appointment by saying, you can count on me to be there. May I count on you? Now, you guys, Mary Kay taught us that you actually have the hostess sign her name to her date. It's a legal binding contract. It's the feeling of a legal binding contract. So when the hostess says, I want a class on Tuesday, you say, great, and then you say, I will be there, rain or shine, and may I count on you, and please just sign your name here so I'll know to be at your house. See, there's something that happens when someone signs their name. All right? Number two, did I coach her thoroughly, telling her how to invite her guests so that she would have a good class in order to earn the hostess credit she wants and deserves? All right? Number three, did I give her a specific time that I would be calling her to get her guest list and her phone numbers? All right. Now, you're going to see a lot of this happen today during our dialogue, because you're going to see a lot of directors doing their opening, closing, and during today's class. But see, you guys, there's only four things that we ever do in this business. We book, we coach, we sell, recruit. I want you to write that really big on your piece of paper in front of you, because that's the only four things that you have to know in Mary Kay, and you do have to master them. And that is book, coach, sell, recruit. 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 Nothing else. That's what we do. And so, the fourth thing that we do in coaching is, did I call her back at the time that I told her I was going to call her back, and then did I get her guest list? Number five, did I call those guests promptly and complete their profiles and do my pre-profiling? Number six, did I coach and confirm each of those guests on the phone and let them know that this was a definite appointment? Number seven, did I write a thank you note to my hostess in advance of her class, telling her that her guests were eagerly looking forward to her class? Number eight, did I arrive at the class 1/2 hour early in order to kitchen coach my hostess and ask which of her guests would be booking classes and which would be interested in the Mary Kay opportunity? Number nine, did I give an informative and enjoyable class? Number 10, did I do a strong and individual close either at the table or in another room? Number 11, did I schedule everyone for definite dates for their private makeover session and turn them into classes to be held in the next 2 weeks? And number 12, did I choose at least one person from the class to tell her about the Mary Kay opportunity, setting a definite time to see her again, either taking her to the next class as my assistant or my next unit meeting, or calling my director about or asking her to listen to a choices tape and complete the questionnaire? Now that is called coaching. Every one of those steps need to be followed to effectively coach. Now, everyone in the room has a different method in which to keep track of that. What you see in that handout is one way to do a checklist. Turn your attention to working full circle. Working full circle is simply the same information presented differently on a piece of paper. You have hostess information, class information, directions to her house, a checklist of how to coach her, did I do, a guest list, did I sign the guest up on PCP, did I send them reminder cards, what to do after the class, and self-evaluation. Don't be confused by three different pieces of paper saying the same thing. They all are doing the same thing, they just have a different look about them. The third handout actually came from Sales Director Karen Benura. At the top it says, here's my checklist for coaching my hostess and potential guest. And you will see that there is a checklist of five things to do with the hostess. And there's a list of three things to do with each guest, plus a dialogue for the pre-profiling call. Now, at this time, I'm going to invite any sales director in the room who has a coaching tip, something you're excited about that you would like to share. Please make your way to the stage. And these are going to be quick, easy things that the consultants can write down that you have found to be successful in coaching your classes. Quickly, directors. Class is all going to be tape recorded for you because they're going to go into dialogues in a minute and you can't write that fast, okay? All right.
You have to hold two things. Okay. Well, the tip that I have on coaching is basically I took an hour of Bill Cantrell and sat down, and he personally coached me. And he said, basically what I need to do is when I'm pre-profiling for the class is to cross-confirm back to the hostesses. What I found out with my hostesses is about 80% of my cancellations was simply because they never called anybody and they don't have anyone attending. And that is where most of my cancellations are. And so when I am pre-profiling, I'm introducing myself. I'm actually selling myself at that time. And I am coaching the guest, not just coaching the hostess. And so when I have a guest list of six, maybe three might have learned about it, either through an invitation through the mail. And we all know that invitations are not enough. And so when you pre-profile, you're going to cross-confirm back to the hostess.
Right. You might need to explain what cross-confirm back to the hostess is. I know what it means.
Okay. Cross-confirm back to the hostess is after you pre-profiled the guest list that she has given you, you're going to call the hostess and you're going to say, you know, Linda, this is Ladima. Listen, I got through talking to Susie and Susie said she can make it. You can definitely count on her being there and she wants to learn a little bit about some eyeshadow. And I told her when we get together on a private consultation, I'll be able to help her with that. I did speak to Karen and Karen's not going to be able to make it. So we need to find somebody to replace her. Who can you think of? And so I'm helping her and strategizing with her to be successful, that she knows that she is going to hit her goal. And so you're going to have an excited hostess, and if you have an excited hostess, you're going to have a potential recruit.
You guys, most cancellations do occur, as Lodima said, because they have not invited anyone and they haven't made the first call. Most hostesses do not book because of fear of failure. And so if you eliminate the fear of failure by pre-profiling and by thoroughly coaching, then you will have a lot of classes. Now, Liz, you have a coaching tip you'd like to share?
I developed somewhat of a little strategy when I was teaching school full-time and working my Mary Kay business, and I learned that when you communicate really well with your hostess, she'll do exactly what you want to. I mean, she'll do exactly for you what you want her to do. So I came up with a four-point communication plan. It's sort of like your four-point recruiting plan, but it's my four-point communication plan with coaching a hostess. And you can just jot these down real quick. The first communication with your hostess is when you book the party. And guys, the best place to book your party is from a party. Okay, so when you've closed the sale and you book that second appointment, then the next day, within 24 to 48 hours, you need a thank you card in the mail to her saying, I am so excited. I cannot wait for your party. You can count on me to be there. I know I can count on you. So that's the first time you've communicated with her, okay? So when she goes to the post office and she's getting her bills and stuff out of her mailbox, because, you know, we get those, she's also getting a really neat little thank you card from you. Okay, the second time that you communicate with her is when you are going to call her to get her list to pre-profile, okay? Now, it is generally rule of thumb is that you should never schedule anything more than 2 or 3 weeks out. If you do, then you're really setting it up for postponement or even cancellation, because you lose your momentum. So let's say that you have scheduled this 2 weeks out. So 2 days after the party, she's going to get a thank you note from you in the mail. And then about 5 days after that, she's going to get a call from you, okay? And you're just going to be calling her to get her her guest list so that you can pre-profile. So that's your purpose. A lot of people are afraid to call their hostesses more than once before their party because they're afraid they're being pushy. Well, you're not being pushy if you've got a purpose. So that's your purpose. You're getting your pre-profiling list. And then the third time you call her is about 24 to 48 hours from the party, and that's to get your directions. And what you do not say is this: hey, this is Liz Daniels with Mary Kay. Listen, I just want to make sure we're still on for tomorrow night. Okay, you don't say that because you've just given her an invitation to cancel or postpone. So what you say is, hey, this is Liz Daniels and Mary Kay. I am so excited about your party tomorrow night. I can't hardly stand it, but I have no idea where I'm going. You've got to give me directions. So you get the directions from her. So that's the third time you communicate with her. And then the fourth time you communicate with her is you always send a thank you note after the party. And that has served me well. So I think it's a great way to keep up with your people.
Okay, this is just really quick and simple. I have a wish list for my hostess so that she has a goal, and I think Lodema alluded to a goal. But when she has a goal and she's working to earn certain things free, then it's just easier to work with her when she has a goal. And so I make sure that she has that list and she has the book to go through and that she's picking things out. And I follow up with her to make sure that, you know, I'll call her and I'll say, hey, Susie, what have you decided that you want to earn free? And just work with her from that angle.
Okay, mine is actually on pre-profiling the guests. And I will tell you that I have not always pre-profiled. And since I decided to do it the right way and pre-profile, I've seen a huge decrease in my cancellations and postponements because they already feel like they know you. And so one of the things that I do is I offer a free little, I tell them they're going to have a free little gift there. And it's usually just a hand cream with my business card wrapped in some little tissue paper. And I set it by their tray. But I may call them and say, hey, Susie, this is Rhonda Henderson, and I'll be doing Stephanie's party on Monday night. I'm looking forward to meeting you. I was going to see if I could ask you a couple of questions about your skin and then ask her some questions. Say, I can't wait. You're going to love the new skincare system, and I'll have a free gift for you, so we'll see you at 6:30. It's just short and sweet. And I'm a high-I personality, which means I can be really loud if you don't know personals. And so I always do some major S when you're pre-profiling, so you're very calm and you don't scare people.
Eyes can scare people.
What are you doing? You know, they're not going to come. They're scared of you. So.
And just to go right along with what Rhonda just said, I do always, my tip is on also coaching the guest before they come. And so my dialogue would be, you know, hey, Susie, this is Chatney, and I'm the sales director that's going to be doing, you know, Mary's party on Friday night. I always love to give the guest a call just a couple nights before because I am so excited to meet you, and I cannot wait to see you on Friday. And, you know, I just always promise you that when you come to my class, I'm not sure what your experience is with Mary Kay, but I promise you when you come to my class, that you will know more when you leave and walk out that door than you did when you came. So I always want to make sure if there's anything you struggle with on a daily basis, whether it's doing your eyes or having sexy lips or you know, blending acne scars or whatever the case may be, I want to make sure that I just spend some special time on you. So is there anything you struggle with on a daily basis? Anything from oily skin to, you know, you name it. Is there anything that you kind of struggle with? Give her some ideas. And she'll probably say at that time, well, I do really have oily skin. I'll say, let me just ask you a couple questions about your skin. You know, is your skin dry or oily? And I just ask her a couple quick questions, and what is your experience with Mary Kay Cosmetics? That way, if you do not ask her that question and she's had a bad experience, like her face broke out 15 years ago, you won't see her at your class. And so at least you can combat that when she says it. If she says, yeah, I tried it like 10 years ago, my face totally broke out, and the customer is always right. So if her face totally broke out, my response is not, oh, you'll love it, it won't do that to you tomorrow. You know, my response to her is always, gosh, I'm sorry, but have you tried the new Mary Kay? Have you tried the new TimeWise set? Because we now have a set for dry skin to normal skin, and now a set for normally to oily, and I would love to get your opinion on that, because I really haven't had any customers that have had a problem, but I do respect that maybe you had a bad experience 10 years ago, so why don't we do this? Tomorrow we'll just test a small area of your complexion, or maybe we'll try it on the back of your hand, but I'd like to get your opinion of how you think it's changed.
So, all right, would you go ahead and cover the questions on pre-profiling, because several of you have alluded to that, but nobody's actually said, what do I say in the pre-profile?
All I say, I keep it short and sweet, because I don't want to, I ask for 2 minutes, so the first question I ask her is, you know, hey, Susie, this is Chenny, I'm the sales director doing so-and-so's cloth. Do you have 2 quick minutes? Great. And if you don't ask for that, and she doesn't have time, she's annoyed right away. So ask her if she has 2 quick minutes. And then I do the dialogue I just say, and then I go into, I just have a couple quick questions for you about your skin. One, would you say your skin is, you do not read off the profile card word for word. You are much more of a professional woman than that. So one is, you know, do you have, would you say your skin is more dry to normal, normal to oily, or any one of the extremes? And so she'll say what she thinks her skin is, and a lot of them have problems in their T-zone. As soon as she says what kind of skin she has, remember, you're selling her on that appointment. So my next words out of my mouth is either, oh my gosh, you're going to love to try my favorite product in the whole line. It's Oil Mattifier. I have the oiliest skin ever, and it is my favorite product in the line. And I will make sure that that is on your tray tomorrow. Okay? And then if she has extremely dry skin, oh my gosh, you're going to love our Intense Moisture Cream. I promise you, you know, a lot of times when people have dry skin, there's nothing that will keep their skin moist all day long, and that will do it for you. So I will make sure to have that at your tray. So one of the extremes, and make sure you write it down, because if it's not at her tray tomorrow, she thinks you're a big liar, okay? And so I ask her about that, and then the third question actually that I ask her is, you know, Sue, I just like to know a little bit more about your experience with Mary Kay. Have you ever tried our product? And you don't usually have to ask how long ago has it been, because if she has ever tried the product, she'll say, yeah, I tried it 10 years ago. It either broke my face out, or yeah, you know, I love Mary Kay. So you'll find out 3 bits of information. You'll either find out whether she's had a bad experience. You'll find out whether she loves it. She's on every product and she has a consultant. Because, you know, if she says, yeah, I use it, then my next question is, great, which consultant services you? And if you don't ask her which consultant services you, then you don't know whether she really has consultant that services her or not. So if she uses our product, I ask who her consultant is that services her. No matter who she says, I say, oh man, if I don't know her consultant, I say, you know, I don't know her yet, but I am so glad that you use our product, because it's customers like you that keep us number one. We've been number one for 12 years in a row. So I look forward to seeing you at Sue's class on Friday. And just know that, you know, anything you purchase on Friday will go to help Sue towards her class totals and all our hostess credit, but I won't be taking you on as a customer. So, you know, I look forward to meeting you on Friday. So, anyway.
Thank you. Okay, I have just one last comment on pre-profiling. And you guys, you know, I am so passionate about pre-profiling, because honestly, you guys, the first year of my business, I did not pre-profile. And when I actually began to do this, I actually doubled, you know, my bookings, doubled my sales. And so I just want to make a comment for those of you all who, you know, work another outside job, or, you know, you're just trying to, you know, fit Mary Kay in and do your 2 to 3 appointments when you can. As far as your pre-profiling, how you want to fit that into your schedule is that my goal is that if I have 2 or 3 classes that week, I always try to have all of my guests by Sunday night. And then what I do is I actually keep that list with me all week long. And so the pre-profiling doesn't feel like a huge burden. Okay, so if I've got 5 minutes, you know, in between doing whatever at home, I can actually stop and, you know, make a couple of calls. And so this doesn't have to be like a huge extra task. It's something that you can just kind of fit in when you've got a few minutes here and there during the week. Okay? Okay. Perfect.
Now, do you all understand what I say and what I mean when I say Mary Kay is a skills-based business? What did you all just hear? You heard skill. They could all wake up in the middle of the night and do what they just shared with you, and that comes from experience. Now, this tape is going to be at Larry's And this is just the beginning of a power-packed 3 hours that you all are in for. So we're going to turn this into a CD, and then you're going to put it in your car, and then you're going to listen to it, and you're going to listen to it. How many of you have had the experience that you listen and listen and listen and listen, and all of a sudden one day you're at a class and words come out of your mouth that you don't know where they came from? Now, if you haven't had that experience, it's because you haven't been listening enough. Because I used to would open my mouth and Rena Tarbit would come out of my mouth and I was thinking, ooh, okay? This is very, very important. So high skill-based business. Now, directors, what we just did was give some coaching techniques, but now we're going to move to a different category. And you're going to need another handout that's in your packet. And you will see that it is it has four or five little boxes on it. There's actually two of them. One says before the class. One box says class opening. One box says pages 2 and 3, pages 4 and 5, pages 6 and 7. Then the second handout, pages 8 and 9, pages 10 and 11. You will need your beauty book with this, and you might want to pull this out of your sheet protector because you'll probably be making some notes on that. And this came from Sales Director Vicki O'Bannon. I think you would find the these figures very interesting. I have a group of 14 directors that meet with me on a special Tuesday morning conference call, and those are our brand new directors and other directors who have volunteered to be mentored. And I would like for those directors who turned in their statistics this morning to please stand and be honored. Let's give them a round of applause. So for the past 3 weeks, they have been keeping track of some numbers that I think that you all would find interesting. Those 14 directors in the past 3 weeks made 214 booking calls. That is an average of 15 calls per person. Now, these are only the calls where people answered the phone and they talked to them live. So they actually called a lot more people, okay? All right? But they talked to 214. Here's their statistics. Out of their calls, 57% they got a class booked. 3% they booked a facial. 13% said maybe or call me back. And 27% of all the people they talked to, which were people they had a relationship with, these are their customers, these are people that are tied to them, 27% said no. Okay? Now, hopefully that will be an aha moment for you, because I think sometimes red jackets think directors never hear no. Now, if you are talking to people you do not have a relationship with, you can pretty much reverse those numbers, because people will say no to you probably 70 to 90% of the time if they do not have a relationship with you. And so that is why it's so much easier to work with people you have a relationship with. Now, we're now going to go into the class itself, and you will notice on the first box on the handout that it says here are some things that you need to have ready before the class. So you have arrived at the hostess's home, and directors, again, if you see something here you would like to add, we're not into dialoguing yet, we're still just into sharing, but if you see something here that you'd like to add, then go ahead and line up like we've done before. So before the class, these are things that you want to do. You've gone to her home, or she's brought her guests to your home. The first thing that you do when you go into her home is you greet the hostess and you give her a sincere compliment. You guys, her home is the most private part of her life. It is the most private space in her life. It is an honor. It is the greatest honor to be invited to another person's home. So you want to greet her with a sincere compliment about her home, something that you honestly like. Now, you know, there's horror stories about consultants and directors who just, you know, off the top of their head say, "Isn't that a beautiful picture or vase?" And then all of a sudden this hostess buys you one. And then she comes to your house to pick up product, and if it's not on display, you look stupid, right? So that's why we work with sincere compliments, okay? All right? The next thing that you do is you find out where to set the table up. Don't assume that you know where to set the table. And where are you going to do private consultations? Where are you going to put your briefcase and your product if you take it out of the car? Next, you're going to do your private makeover 101 consultation where you got to figure out where you're going to do that and begin that. Then you're going to teach your hostess how to do set and hands because your hostess is your business partner. So she's going to do set and hands, but she has to know how and she has to know what to say. So you have to do her and teach her. Then you do the first point in the four-point recruiting plan, which is, let's all say it together, who's okay. Is it okay for you not to say that?
No.
All right. I need to make this statement, and I probably should have made it at the very beginning. Guys, in Mary Kay, you have two responsibilities. One is to offer people the product. The other one is to offer people the opportunity. And that's it. You have no control over what they say. You need to quit internalizing what they say. Your job is to offer. So, you guys, if you were hired at McDonald's, they would require you to say what? Apple pie with that Big Mac. Would you like to supersize that? Okay? Would you get fired if you didn't say the right words? Yes? Everybody say yes?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in Mary Kay, we are independent contractors, and we love that. But you guys, when you've taken that status to a place where you make up all your own words, you're in trouble, aren't you? Mary Kay knows these words work, so let's practice those words. You say to the hostess, who's? Okay. Now, what's she going to say? No. And you go, oh, well, that's okay. Who do you know? All right. Now, when you don't pursue her, you take it away from her, which is a good thing. It's a little psychology there. But when she goes, oh, no, not me, then you go, well, who is coming that you think would da-da-da-da-da-da? And you've actually kind of taken it away from her. And we don't like it when people offer us stuff and take it away from us. We like to be pursued, don't we? Okay. All right. Then we're going to greet each guest. Now, guys, this all is based on a premise of something, that we're actually to our class early. I would say 30 minutes. How many of you in this room have ever gotten to a class after everybody was already there? Hold up your hands. Is that just about the worst? You know what happens when you arrive and they're already there? You are an intruder. They have their coffee cups, their ashtrays, their stuff. It's like squatter's rights at the table, isn't it? And then you are the intruder. And now you're going in, going, excuse me, here's my placemat, here's my mirror, here's my little goodies, move here, do here. And now you're just being this bossy old woman coming into their space. So this is based on a premise, we are there early, okay? Then we've got satin hands, visibly fit, satin lips, all of this stuff. Select the foundation, figure out what look card you're going to use, and then have an on-time drawing. Now, I'm going to suggest you don't do on-time drawings on time because the people who were late don't know they missed anything. You do on-time drawings at the end of the class so that everybody knows that they missed something. So, directors, at this time, if there is something that you do to set up for your class, a dialogue that you use with your hostess, anything that you would like to add to this, would you please come to the microphone? Come on. Hurry, 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 hurry. Quickly, quickly. This is before the class has even started.
A lot of the hostesses I go to, they like Monday night she had chili. I mean, they like to cook. And if you haven't got a chance to tell them while you're coaching them about it, always make sure that they understand that we hold the drinks and the food to the end. Hold it to the end. We're going to wait till the end. Because inevitably, that's the first thing a hostess does. Would you like Pepsi? Would you like tea? And they just start offering everything, and you're thinking, because then it gets kind of crazy. So I just make sure, you know, you've done great. This is great. We're going to keep it in the refrigerator. Keep it covered. Don't uncover it. We're going to wait till the end. When I'm meeting with them one-on-one, you can get the food out. You can have fun and mix and mingle. And I tell the guests that up front, too.
Most of my hostesses all have a one-on-one makeover before. That's how I always get people to book classes with me from my classes is that there is one person sitting at that table that looks a whole lot hotter than the rest of them when they leave. And it is the one person that I've met with 30 minutes before the class ever started. And so I'll go over that dialogue actually when we're doing the preliminary part of the class, the opening, when we do that. But you always want to make sure that I show up to, if the class is going to start at 6, I'm there at 5:15. I set up the entire table because you cannot be doing one person's face, and you're there to make her feel super, super special and get to know her, because I want to recruit her because she's now my hostess. She's been facialed by me. I've given her one-on-one attention. She's listened to a choices tape. So I'm really there to talk to her about the company and to facial her, make her feel special, and make everyone wish that they looked as good as she did. And so you want to make sure that you don't start her facial before you set up for the rest of the class, because it's really bad, especially if people get there 15 minutes early, that you start setting up and you take all this time away from her, because she's there to get a one-on-one. That's what you promised her, and that's what she came for, is a one-on-one consultation. Because when you get me as your consultant, you get a private one-on-one Robert Jones professional makeover consultation. And so I arrive 45 minutes before the class. I set up the entire class, including her tray, and then I have a second person's tray slot to slide into her mirror, because she is not doing the class with me all over again. She's already been to one of my classes. She's booked from one of my classes. She now has had her facial, including minking her eyelashes, how to use concealer, how to use loose powder, how to press and release loose powder into her skin. And she has everything, including the liners and the gloss and everything. And so she looks so much better than they do. And some of them even show up and say, oh my gosh, I didn't know, you know, I came without my makeup on. And she goes, oh no, I had a one-on-one consultation before. And she's explained to them why she looks so pretty, and she sells it on them before I even have to do that. And so then when I say it, she's the support person. So then at my with Mary Kay Cosmetics, you get a private one-on-one Robert Jones consultation. And she's supporting all that, because when they sit down at that tray and they've all come to that class and they sit there, when I say that, I can say, just like Amy, because I'll tell you right now, she's going to look a heck of a lot better than any of you when you leave, because you don't get liner and you don't get, you know, she is my individual one-on-one consultation, and you'll have an opportunity at the end of the class to book that with me. But you just want to make sure that she looks hotter than hot, that you spend a lot of time with her, and that you have to show up 45 minutes early. Otherwise, when people are coming in, and sometimes when people are early and you're doing all that individual stuff with her, they'll say, oh my gosh, I thought I was supposed to be here. And she'll say, oh no, I'm getting my one-on-one. And I'll say, oh, go ahead and sit down. You know, she's getting her one-on-one consultation with me. You'll have an opportunity to book one of those at the end of the class. And so they just catch bits and pieces of what I'm saying to her. And it's just so much easier after the class to just say, hey, just like Amy did tonight, when would you like to book that one-on-one? So I'll follow up on that same thesis at the beginning and the end.
Can we appreciate our directors for all this great sharing that they're doing? Let's now turn our attention to your beauty book. We are ready to do our class opening. Now, I fully realize that our highest skilled directors and consultants in the room may or may not use a beauty book. But we teach our new consultants to use a booty book. You need to use a booty book, okay? Now, here's why. When you go through your director boot camp with me, one of the first things that I have to teach directors is that you don't train from your personality style. You guys, if you have a lot of high I and a lot of high D in your personality, you didn't read a beauty book. You didn't know there was a beauty book class, okay? Now, when you are a director, you have to be able to train and teach all personality styles, and so you have to now be able to train people to do something because you can't train them to be you. And so that is why there's a skill level involved with all of this. So let's say that you're sitting there today going, well, I don't even really know what a beauty book class is because I've never done one. It doesn't matter. You've got to be able to train your consultants how to do what you do without relying on charisma. What if you recruit a person who does not have charisma? What if you recruit a person who is not bubbly and enthusiastic? Where are you going to be? You're going to be stuck. And so that's why you must analyze what you're saying and be able to teach it to people who do not necessarily share your style of personality. So that is why we teach a beauty book class, even though Stop it, Linda Mays. Even though you may not use it yourself, it's okay. So the next box that you see, and you all need to appreciate Vicki O'Bannon for these wonderful boxes. You may not be into your beauty book yet, but you are there now to welcome and introduce the guest. And so we look and we see that the class starts on time. Let's all say, my class starts on time. My class starts on time. My class starts on time. See, when you start your class late, and you're waiting on someone, you insult every person who shows up on time. Talk about rude. That's past rude. The hostess does it to you. She goes, oh, well, she's coming. My mom's coming. I know she's coming. I know she's coming. She's coming. Please, let's just wait. And you say, you know what? Let's go ahead. And then she will just catch her up, providing she gets there in some sort of decent amount of time before everybody's done. But guys, you insult the people who show up on time is not the way you win friends and influence people. So now it's time to welcome and thank them. You want to tell about the hostess having her personal makeover session before they arrived, and that they too can have a personal makeover session with you. And you're going to do table introductions. How do they know the hostess? And one thing that they may know or have heard about Mary Kay. And then you're going to go into, tonight our party has three parts. Now, directors, here's where I'm going to want you to actually come to the microphone and go into dialogue. And again, consultants, this is all being taped, so you don't have to try to write all this down. So you're going to go into, our party has three parts, yada, yada, yada. And then you're going to ask them to follow along in their book and go ahead and feel free to circle or mark all the products that interest them. So at this time, I would like my directors who would like to do their class opening to please come forward. And I'd like to get at least three or four openings here. Who else would like to do their class opening? Rebecca, you going to do your class opening? Okay. Patricia, you want to do your class opening? Now, if we get you, the four of you who have volunteered, if we get a two or three and you realize your class opening is not that significantly different, then we'll pick you up on the next one. So Rhonda, now Rhonda's going to come and you all are going to be the class, and you're going to listen to what she says to you in her class opening.
It was a great class.
Okay. I'm your hostess too, and I've been a great hostess. I have five of my best friends with money here.
Well, good afternoon, ladies. I want to thank you all for coming today. Pretty much what we're going to do today is we're going to focus on three things. We are going to get a chance to try our skincare system. You can give me your opinion of that. And then we're going to do just some basic color. There's some learning colors. You'll have a chance to book a 101 follow-up glamour appointment after that, where I can show you some more detailed techniques on your eyes and your eye shape and lip techniques with lip liner and different things like that. And then we're going to meet one-on-one at the end and see what questions you have, see what products you like. And if you'd like to take some things home with you today, then you can. There's no obligation to purchase, but I do carry a full inventory with me, so you may be able to take your goodies home today. All right. My name is Rhonda Henderson. I'm an independent sales director with Mary Kay. I've been building my business for 5 years. Are we doing our story?
Sure.
Okay. And I do that with marketing later, but pretty much I just introduce myself. And I just want to appreciate Linda for having you all here today. One of the greatest compliments is to invite someone into your home. And so I'm really glad that we could get together this Saturday afternoon. So what I want to do is go around and you tell me your name. And we did that in the introduction. Okay. So there's three things that I'm looking for today. And all of you are going to fall into that category somewhere. I'm looking for customers, because you're going to get great customer service when you have an independent beauty consultant, Mary Kay. I'm looking for bookings. If you'd like a whole lot of things today, but you can only get a little bit, then you need to be a hostess and get your own free stuff. And I'm looking for team members and recruits, because part of my job is to share the product and the other part is to share the opportunity. So you just figure out which of those that you fall into. So, and then I go into the...
Hi, Hi, my name is Chatney Gelfius, and I thank you guys so much for coming to Sue's class tonight. I am so excited to get to know you, and basically tonight we're going to be doing three things. The first thing that we're going to be doing tonight is that I want to get to know you, and I want you to get to know me, because if you don't have one already, I am now your independent beauty consultant with Mary Kay Cosmetics. So, you will love me as your beauty consultant. Everything is cash and carry. I carry a full line of merchandise. So, that means when you run out of cranberry lipsticks, I'm your chick. So, anyway, you guys are going to love me as your consultant. I'll take really good care of you. I'll put you on my preferred customer program, which means you'll get a mailing from me at least once every 3 months. And you'll have an opportunity at the end to choose how often you would like for me to contact you. So, the second thing we're going to be doing tonight is we're going to be doing a little bit of skincare. For those of you who haven't tried Mary Kay, at least in the last few weeks, we have launched a new time-wise system. We have one for dry to normal skin and one for normal to oily. So most of you guys have never tried that, and so you'll get an opportunity to try that. Give me your opinion of that. We have the number one best-selling brand of skincare for 12 years in a row, so you guys are going to absolutely love our time-wise. You know, I've sold over 200 sets to customers and only had 2 returns, so that's pretty much telling me that people like it. So anyway, and then the second part of that session is when we're going to learn a little bit about technique. And when I say technique, it means I'm going to teach you how to use 3 eyeshadows, how to make your cheekbones stand out, how to make your lips look sexy and pouty by using gloss. And I'm just going to give you a lot of tips and techniques. I promise during that section that you will leave knowing more than when you came. I'll teach you a little bit about how to make your eyelashes look longer by something we call minking. And so you guys, I promise, will learn a lot during that technique session. But because I promised to get you guys in and out in less than 2 hours, and there's 6 of you guys in the room, and I don't want you to stay here until midnight, we're not going for that reason to go in a ton of individual colors, because if one person needs to try on lip gloss, then we'll be here all night. And so for that reason, you all have a classic look card. There are colors that look just absolutely snazzy on everybody. And we're going to just focus on technique for tonight, because this is the only time you're going to see me, so don't panic. And so we're going to focus on technique tonight. So for that reason, we're not going to be doing lip liner, eyeliner. But I promise you, you'll have enough safety makeup. It means that if you get stopped by a policeman for speeding, you'll probably be just cute enough to get out of it. But that's about it. So anyway, so I promise to get you home safely with your makeup. And then the third part of tonight is a chance for you to book an individual consultation with me, and we do an individual one-on-one, because there's some questions that people just don't like to ask during the class. And so I take a couple minutes with each person. You can ask me anything. If there's stuff that you love tonight that you want to take home, I'll give you an opportunity to do that then, but you're under no obligation. And the last part of that is that, like I said, since we're doing technique tonight, we have a incredible makeup artist in our line. His name is Robert Jones. He works with Mary Kay and does some of the top makeup artist work in the country. And he selects all of our colors based on your eye color and your skin tone. And so since all of you guys have different colored eyes and different skin, and we're just doing technique tonight, you will get an opportunity at the third part of tonight's close to actually book your one-on-one with me. And that means that if you have blue eyes, I've got an eyeshadow that's absolutely going to make your eyes pop. Most people put blush on wrong, and so I'm going to tell you how to do your blush right. How many of you guys use a loose powder with a brush? Oh, yep, doing it wrong. So anyway, I teach you that during your one-on-one. So you'll get a chance to do your one-on-one consultation with me, and we'll just book that at the last part of tonight. So let's go ahead and get started.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Rebecca Fessler, and I am so excited that you guys have come here tonight, and I'm just real excited about meeting y'all. I know that we talked a little bit on the phone and, you know, getting together tonight. Well, let me tell you a little bit about what you're in store for tonight, because did you guys see my roll-up bag up here when I was filling your trays, when you guys were kind of mingling around? Well, tonight, you are in for a real treat, because guess what? You are going to be able to be treated to the products in this bag. Everything in this bag is what you need in order to have beauty from head to toe. Now here's the good news too. You're not going to be here all night. So, you can laugh there. Okay. I usually get a laugh. And so let me tell you a little bit about what you're in store for. In the first pocket here, we've got everything you need for your skincare system to make your skin look fabulous. We've got a brand new TimeWise system that is just perfect for any skin type. So I promise you, we can fit you in a great skin into a great skincare system, no matter what your skin type is. And then we have anti-aging products. Who's interested in some anti-aging products? Absolutely, absolutely. And so we're going to teach you how to erase those wrinkles off of your face. And then tonight we are going to just focus on some basic color techniques. You've got some learning colors there in your goodie bag there at your table. And so we're going to just do some basic color techniques. Now I promise you, since we won't be going into the advanced stuff, because you know what? The advanced stuff is more a one-on-one appointment with me that we'll schedule at a later time. And so you're going to get that individually from me. So tonight we're just going to do some practice stuff. So I promise you, you won't leave here going home with a naked face. Okay, so if you have to stop at the store and get some milk or get some bread or whatever, you'll feel safe enough to go in and do that with enough makeup on your face. But tonight we're primarily going to focus on skincare. And then the other products that are in the bag are your products for your body. It's going to make your body feel fabulous. And the good news is you're almost done with that pocket because you tried the satin hands when you came in, and that's almost the entire pocket. So we're going to go completely through this bag. And you know what? I'm going to work with each and every one of you. If this bag is an option for you and you're just dying, you've got to have this bag. I'm going to work with you on getting the bag. I'm working with the hostess tonight for her to earn her bag, and that's what we're working on with her. And then after we get done doing that, then I'm going to meet with each of you one-on-one, because if you're like me, you like to shop in private. And so we're going to go over here into the living room on a one-on-one basis, and that way you'll feel comfortable asking me any questions that you might have and making any product selections that you have as well. So let's get started.
Well, good afternoon. I'm so excited to be in Linda's home here today. Thank you so much, Linda, for being my hostess. I am so excited. You all know that Linda, this is actually her checkup facial, and we are actually going to do a lot of advanced glamour on Linda today, but you all have been looking at my little basket here. I've got this basket of goodies, and you all wondering what that basket of goodies are for, aren't you? Because you know me, I like prizes too. And so anyway, I have a basket of goodies here. My hostess, Linda, was so excited for having her skincare class today. She held it on the original date booked, and so she is actually going to get one of these gifts just for holding on the original day booked. Then, because you remember I called all of you all, she gave me her guest list 4 days before the skincare class, and she'll get to open another gift here in my little gift basket. And guess what? There was a tape, a real excited tape, about my national sales director talking a little bit about Mary Kay Cosmetics, and so she was able to listen to the choices tape. And guess what else? She has an opportunity to win 4 gifts. Now, y'all are going, oh my gosh, she can win 4 gifts. If she can win 4 gifts, I can win 4 gifts. That's exactly right, ladies, because guess what? After the program's over today, you're going to be able to be one of my hostesses also. But just because she has had you all in the home here today, she actually is going to be able to open 4 gifts, because guess what? There's going to be 2 of you here. They're going to invite me into their home, because that's the highest compliment you can pay me, and I'm going to come and pamper you just like I'm pampering Linda today. So she's going to open 4 gifts out of my little basket here. Okay? And guess what? When those bookings hold, when those classes hold, when your appointments hold, your checkup facials hold, guess what? She's going to get this glamour brush set here that's absolutely gorgeous. You're going to feel like a queen when you're putting your makeup on with this glamour brush set here. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. Okay, so let's go on and get started. Then y'all go into the 3 parts of the, like everybody else was saying, the individual closing and all that. But after that, I say, oh my gosh, I want to meet everybody here tonight. And so there's 4 questions I always ask about you, because I want to get to know you. And I want you to tell me your name, how long have you known the hostess, if you ever used Mary Kay before, and do you work outside the home? Those are my 4 questions I ask, because I want to get to know you, and I want to know your where you work, because I want to get to know your girlfriends, because guess what? Your girlfriends are not here tonight, and they are probably overworked, under pampered, overstressed, and over... Thank you. Always get those little things messed up when I'm saying them, because I'm going so fast. Can y'all tell that? So anyway, so that is just my opening when I say about that. Okay?
I want to thank you guys so much for being here tonight. You know, Stacy Jo, you were so sweet to invite me into your home, and I remember when I first met you at the party last week, and I knew immediately that you and I were going to work together in the future, and here we are tonight, and you have introduced me to your family and your friends, and I just want you to know that that is the ultimate compliment. Thank you so much. Now, you guys, Stacy Jo gets all the free product tonight because she's the hostess. Now, if I was sitting there and I was y'all, I'd be wanting my free product. So let me tell you some secrets that you might not know. If y'all decide tonight that I get to be your Mary Kay Beauty Consultant, because I've talked to all of you and none of you have one, so tonight you get to judge me and decide whether I get to be your Mary Kay Beauty Consultant. And if I'm your Mary Kay Beauty Consultant, then guess what? You're going to run out of everything I sell you tonight in 3 to 4 months. So it would only make sense to me, Linda, that you would get to have the next party, because Stacy Joe's getting all the free stuff tonight. So, you know, this is January. Actually, this is February. So about April or May, we're going to have our new summer line. So we could all get back together. And Linda, you could be the hostess. You could get the free stuff. And guess what, Lynn? About September, they're going to be running out again. It only makes sense to me that you'd have that party. Invite them all back and you get all the free stuff. All right, that's the only thing I do different in my class opening than what was been shown to you before now. Okay, now here's what we're going to do as a group. I want you all to tell me, stand and tell me, what those ladies all did that was the same. What did they do? What was similar in all of their remarks? Okay, Lynn says she told them what we were going to do during the party. So this is the most important part for you all to be writing, because it doesn't matter the words as much as you have got the outline. So because you all are going to go home and script what you're going to say. Now let me share with you, if you do not know this, Mary Kay taught us years ago, you should be standing in front of a mirror practicing your opening, practicing your closing. And you should have a mirror by your telephone. Did you all know that? You should have a mirror by your computer. Why should you have a mirror by your computer? Because when you talk on the phone and you're looking at yourself, you smile. You put expression on your face. Can you tell when people have expression on their face when they're on the phone? Or when they're like laying down about to die? Or acting like they're about to die? Okay? You talk faster. You have more energy. You're more bubbly. You're more enthusiastic. Okay, so they all said, what are we going to do tonight? Somebody else tell me what they all had in common. Yes. They appreciated the hostess. Okay, and that's number two. What's something else they all did? Yes, Rose. They were all sold themselves. Now, we have to know that some of our new green beauty consultants or some of our seasoned consultants that aren't on the date book, the reason is because they stood in front of an audience and they weren't even excited about the product line themselves. Gang, you cannot get somebody else excited about something you don't love, okay? All right, somebody else tell me something they all had in common. Yes. They all talked about their follow-up facial, their checkup facial, their private consultation, their one-on-one. In other words, the audience already thought they were going to see them again. Did they ask them? Did anybody hear anybody ask anybody anything? So another point you need to write down is don't ask, tell. Tell. Okay, somebody give me another point. Something they all had same. They just went on like they were their consultant. Tonight at the end of the program, if I get to be your consultant, if I'm your consultant, when you're my customer, they all went into a tied relationship. They claim them. All right? Somebody else had their hand up. Yes, Sarah? All right. That's correct. They told the hostess and the guests what's in it for them, and they talked about future booking. All right, anything else that you can think of they all had in common? All right, now what do we do in this business? Book, coach, sell, recruit. Did you kind of hear that on that opening remark? Would you say that all four of them booked, coached, sold, and recruited in that opening remark? Do you think that you should be book, coach, selling, and recruiting on every page? Absolutely. Every page you have the same objective. All right? Now let's move to page 2 and 3 in the beauty book. This is called... Now, everybody's going to be a little different. Some of you are going to do your eye story on page 4 and 5. Some of you are going to do your opening remarks on 2 and 3, but we're going to go into your eye story. Now, I'm going to give you some notes right now that I want you to write down about how to construct an eye story.
An I story should first give you a little bit of a background. Like, what did you do before Mary Kay? Number two, how did you get involved with Mary Kay? I used the product for 20 years. Nobody ever asked me about the business. I mean, you know, whatever is your story, okay? So your background, and how did you get involved with Mary Kay? Number three, what you love about being a consultant. What you love about being a consultant. And number four, is you offer them the opportunity. Now remember what we said. You only have two responsibilities here, and that is to offer people the product, offer them the opportunity. So you're going to offer them the opportunity, and when our directors come up in a few minutes, you will hear them incorporating all this into their I story. So let's look at the wonderful cards. And Vicki, would you be so kind as to stand and tell them how you use these cards that they're reading off of? Because you actually, this is what you work with your own consultants on. Can you all hear Vicki from back there? It won't be on the tape. Vicki, come on up here. Let's give Vicki a round of applause. Because even if you decide not to use exactly word for word what's on the cards, you can go home and make your own. Okay?
Yeah, hold on. Where you position the cards on the beauty book is where you can see. And I have taken mine to my unit meeting. And there's really, you look at the beauty book and you place it where you feel comfortable. If there's a place where you don't really need to read that piece of literature, then that's where you would place the card. On page page two, right here, the I story, where you see her three faces. I don't cover up their faces, but that's where I place that card right there. And then the beauty book does change every 6 months. Everyone knows that, correct? And so you will have to redo your beauty book when the company comes out with a new one. Okay, on page 4 and 5. Okay, what I did is I turned that one oblong on page 4, where it says page 4 and 5, kind of covering up where the girls are putting the skincare on their face. So that's how I place the cards on the book. So I'm not really covering up much of the verbiage. And I love the beauty book. You know, it keeps me in sync. It keeps me on track. You know, I don't go out on a tangent or I don't leave something out. And that is one of the reasons that I still am working very much with the beauty book. Now, I could do a skincare class without a beauty book. I've been doing them for 16 years. However, the company has changed. If I still did the skincare class that I did 16 years ago, I don't think I would cover all the materials, right? Okay. Okay, are you pretty much understanding? Is that what you need to know, Linda?
Thank you. All right. Wait, did you take mine?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Okay.
Here
don't take mine. All right. So on page 2 and 3, on your I story, you also may want to ask 4 questions. Do you love your job? Is it what you want to do for the rest of your life? Do you have a flexible work schedule that allows you to put your family first? Are you being paid what you are worth? And do you have absolute control of your career advancement? And so there's just a whole dialogue there, but we're going to watch some directors do their I story. And so if I could have 2 or 3 directors who would volunteer to come forward at this time and share with us what you share in your I story. Cheryl, Lodema, and Chatney. Very good. Yes. Yes, they do. Okay. All right.
I will go straight into my dialogue as soon as I tell you this. My I story is different depending on who my crowd is. If I'm sitting in front of a group of stay-at-home moms, my story is not that of the flighty 19-year-old that just wanted to get some extra money and love prizes. Okay, if I'm sitting in front of a group of stay-at-home moms, I switch into I am now a stay-at-home mom role. So even though my I story is always pretty much the same, I just choose to share different parts. You're never lying. You're never
saying something that isn't true, but you are going to share what appeals the most to that group of people that you're primarily sitting with. And wouldn't you all agree that most of the time, if she does a skincare class with six people, those six people probably most of the time all kind of do the same thing. They kind of run in the same circle. They kind of have the same income, things like that. So, I would start my IR story like this. Hi, my name is Chatney Gelfius, like I said before, and I've actually been with Mary Kay for 7 years. Joined Mary Kay at age 19. I was a recruiter for IUPUI, the college, and I met Sheila Miller on one of those tours. She's now my senior pink Cadillac driving sales director. And on one of those tours, she walked up to me and told me she thought I looked friendly and asked if I'd ever thought of doing something like Mary Kay. And I said, well, of course not. And she asked if she could send me information. And I was just kind of a people pleaser and I didn't want to hurt her feelings. So I said, sure. But that same packet sat on my dresser for 6 months. I never listened to it. And inside that packet was a choices tape, which you guys get an opportunity to listen to tonight. And I let that sit on my dresser for 6 months. And then one day on my way to a funeral, I popped in that choices CD. And that's exactly when God wanted me to listen to it, because I called her the very next day and said, do you remember me? My name's Chatney, and I think I want to sign up for Mary Kay. And so here I am. I've been doing Mary Kay 7 years. For the first 3 years, I really didn't do a lot with my business, kind of fiddle-farted around. But when my husband and I started looking at engagement rings, I decided I needed to put a deadline on making some money for our family. And so that's when I went back to doing skincare classes, got real serious about making money in my business. And now 7 years later, I make a six-figure income. I drive our third free car, and I just absolutely love what I do. So watch what I do tonight. I never thought I would do it either, but you're going to see me. It's a real tough job. I'm going to squirt some stuff in your tray. I'm going to tell you to rub it on your face, rub up and out. I'm going to say, doesn't that feel nice? And then at the end, if you like it, you're going to buy some. So anyway, that's how I make $112,000, and I appreciate you as my customer. So let's get started.
Yes, Chatney, you can be my consultant. Well, basically, when I'm telling my I story, I just kind of go into it like this. You know, I was a hostess of a skincare class myself, and when I was watching the consultant, she said, you know what, I think you would be great. Have you ever thought about doing something like this? And, of course, the first thing we say is no. And that's exactly what I said. However, it was still on the back of my mind of what if could be. Because, see, when I started in Mary Kay, I don't know which came first, my son or Mary Kay. It's called the chicken or the egg story. And so I don't know if it was because of the excitement of Mary Kay, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen to you, okay, and it's not in the water. But that's what happened to me. And really, I am going in my 15th year of being in Mary Kay, and hindsight is always the best vision. And I didn't realize that at that time when I was going to have my second son, I had a three-year-old running around the house, that he was going to need a lot of medical attention. And I needed to be in a position to where I can take off when I needed to take off. I didn't have to ask permission to take off, and nor was I going to get fired if I needed to take off. And so I wanted to be able to make an executive income and pay my mortgage and still be with my children. And I would like to invite the same thing for you, because see, when I was looking at Mary Kay, I was like, no way, wasn't interested, because my background, I was raised in southeastern Kentucky. No, I was raised on a farm in southern Indiana, and when I said to my family, I'm going to do Mary Kay, they looked at me and said, you're going to do what? But you know what? I was willing to learn. And Mary Kay told me when I was cutting my teeth and I was able to go down to Dallas and be with Mary Kay, she said that there's a brand new consultant at every skincare class that we do. Who do you think that we'd be good at doing what I do here tonight? Would you point her out? Renee, would you point somebody out? Because if you don't point, I'm going to pick, and I'm going to pick somebody tonight. Oh, so you think Renee would be good? Well, I tell you what, Renee, you know what? Since you've been picked tonight, what I would like to do is I would like to send some information home with you. If it's not for you, feel free to say no. Does that sound fair? All right.